All right, welcome everyone to Joestar All-Star, a podcast by four lock vehicle nerds, for all of you lock vehicle nerds out there. As always, I'm Joey.
I'm Grant.
I'm Tim.
And today we're here to talk to you about a Kamen Rider game, episode 3, Shocking, My Rival's Bananas Transformation.
God.
We do a little JoJo's Bizarre Adventure watch-along podcast. We ran out of JoJo's, so now we just do whatever we want. Also, Victor, it's the off-season. Victor's on leave because he had a stupid baby. So we're
stupid
just,
baby. He doesn't whatever. Even know how to do math.
I know. Catch up, baby. Get with the program.
2024, know your multiplication already.
Imagine not knowing how to multiply in 2024, baby.
I don't know what y'all are complaining about. I dumped that shit as soon as I was done with it. I get dumber every second, so let's fucking party.
it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, it's a slow march to death.
Yeah. We watched every episode of JoJo, and now we're just kind of doing whatever we want, which means Grant's pick, going back to Kamen Rider Game, a show I just love. It's so stupid.
It.
just for some background, in case you didn't watch our other two off-season episodes, what is it, 3 years ago for episodes 1 and 2?
It felt like ages ago.
An eternity ago. Kamen Rider is a Japanese, what is it,
Power Rangers.
Something.
Tokusatsu?
Tokusatsu, that's probably it. Where people get these cool super armors, like Power Rangers. They fight people in rubber suits, and it's been going on forever. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Kamen Rider Game is great. It's written by the guy who did Madoka Magica, which, you know, may or may not be relevant later in the show. Is it as good as Madoka? No. Does it go to as dark a places as Madoka? Also, no. But, boy howdy, watching this train wreck is a lot of fun.
But for, a Power Rangers adjacent show, it goes through some insane places.
But is there Kamen Riders on motorcycles?
Kamen Riders on motorcycles! I mean, they're Kamen Riders. It's kind of in the name.
It's contractually obligated.
You know what? Power Rangers never do that much ranging, so, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
they
only put the motorcycles in this episode because it was episode 3 and oh shit, we haven't done motorcycles.
And they're paging through the rest of the script being like, wait, we don't put a single motorcycle? Hold on. Motocross is core to the Kamen Rider identity, okay?
It's not, though.
It's not.
It's not what I come for, but,
it's not why I'm here.
I'm not going to turn it down.
I mean, I just assumed that they were here so that the main character could lose his immediately, but, you know, okay.
I can't remember if they ever show up again after this episode.
What?
I think the answer is no. Tim, as you will see, you saw the previews for the next episode, right? This show is constantly introducing new costumes and new things. We get two different new suits next episode.
That's fucking
It might even be three.
The budget for suits is great. These prop makers are really cooking.
It's great. I love every armor in the show. Full stop. Every single one is so good. But before we... Let's take a step back and do a quick recap of what's happened here for those of you who missed episodes 1 and 2. So in this, weird corporate city of Yggdrasil, there are dance crews.
The life tree, yeah. The life tree from Norse mythology, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I don't think I want to live in a gated city called Yggdrasil. That sounds hella sus.
Every kid in here is such rich kid energy, kind of upsets me. But so they have dance crew battles. There's a whole ranking. You've got this weird. You've got DJ Professor K here,
and I'm your captain and DJ Professor K.
Commenting on it, and they have dance battles to get new stages. But when I say dance battles, I really mean Pokemon battles. Where they summon demons from another world using these bike locks that have fruit on them.
Yeah, I literally took a screen cap where it has DJ Sagura and he has a little splash on the screen that says, about the Invest game. Spring Galaxy to open a portal to another world. Summon a little Invest and make him fight. Winner lives.
We are,
it'll affect Spectre dance rankings.
Fully admitted that we're going to different dimensions for our Pokemon battles.
So in-universe, people are aware this rips a hole in the fabric of the space and time in order to bring these little guys.
You can see the zippers.
And this is somehow legal?
As far as becomes very clear very quickly, there are no rules to the Invest games here, because our main character just gets a belt that he can put the lock seats on and cut the fruit open, and then he gets super armor, and then he can fight them. So instead of doing Pokemon battles, it's just a guy in a costume fighting the Pokemon to increase the dance crew ratings.
The moment somebody tries that on me, I'm like, okay, you're fucking cheating. You can't do that. That's not allowed. Like, I know the rules say nothing about a dog playing baseball, this is not okay.
I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a governing authority to these dance crew battles.
Is it not the DJ? Well, is the DJ not the main man?
Well, the rules didn't say you couldn't use a belt in order to transform into a fruit armored man in order to fight my Invest. So I guess it's allowed.
To my knowledge, I think the only person that makes rules is the black market dealer guy. So
it would be like in a Pokemon fight. Like, they send out their Pikachu and you just run up and punt it. Like, ha, I win.
I win. You know, that's like probably a viable strategy in Pokemon in real life.
Yeah.
You know, if the Pokemon company weren't fucking cowards, you could beat the shit out of a Pokemon yourself.
Yeah. Hey, Joey, does Magic the Gathering have any rules against using a flamethrower on your opponent's cards?
Yeah, probably. Actually. Oh. The rules are pretty comprehensive because nerds have been playing this for 35 years now.
Well, then maybe they should have written something into these rules then.
Yeah, it really seems like an oversight in the Beat Writers Hotline community here. I think that catches us up to the present, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Main character now has two different fruit themed armor, orange and pineapple, and it doesn't matter. We get some DJ Sagara here, like a bunch of clips of people watching these fights.
So it's the same fight that's shown like three times in this episode, and isn't it a fight that happens later in the episode?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't worry. Look, we had one day of shooting, and these are the outfits we had on hand, okay?
Yeah, we're not going to like
it. Shows the other fights in the side. You know they exist. Don't lie to me about it.
Look, we had the set for one day, Tim. We had to, like...
We lost the footage?
Yep.
That's fair. To be fair, I don't know how they're getting the videos for these. There's no, like, flying cameras around lately, so I don't know. Nobody has their phones out, like, taking iPhone, you know, World Star videos of these dance battles.
Tim.
Yeah.
I think DJ Sagara is just a wizard.
He might be omnipotent.
I think he is an omniscient wizard.
I actually wouldn't put it past him.
He is the final boss and the world tree.
Maybe, Tim.
Let me theory craft over here.
Would you like to place bets on whether or not that's
no.
true?
I would say, I'm just going to say that Yggdrasil is not insignificant.
Of course it's not. It's looming in the background.
It's
nothing
so
that
looming.
Looms is a good thing.
It's such a wonderful villain headquarters.
Like, this show is such a train wreck of premises. Like, for like no reason. Like, you could cut like half of this crap and it still wouldn't affect it, but then a shocking amount still like does become relevant later in ways that are stupid. Like, I kind of can't get over that, like, yeah, this is a weird other world where these demons come from. But also, dance crew battles, Pokemon battles, motocross battles, there's this DJ going on. Like, it's just a train wreck of premises.
Let's go to Yggdrasil College, where all of the rich kids of rich kids, you know, the upper echelon of rich kids studying.
Yeah, I love this guy who comes over just to, like, say villain shit and walk away. Like, you idiots have time to watch these Invis battles. You should be more like Michi here. And he's like, go away.
Leave me the See, fuck alone, that- man.
Yeah. And Michi's just, like, doing his homework in class. And he's like, fuck off.
God, like,
he's secretly moonlighting as one of these dance battlers.
Dance crew battle. Just the fact that the show will have a character walk in, like this villain guy walk over and say a line like that, I unironically love it. It's so stupid.
Joey, you could fill that role in your life. You could walk around in your office and just say villain shit to people for no reason.
I love the absolute dedication of everyone who plays a villain character in this show. Like, they are selling it so hard. Like, they are going for it.
I was down on this episode right up until Shadow the Hedgehog opened his mouth and every line that he says with that music in the background, I'm just like, yes.
100%. This is a real, like, between episode, but, like, anytime he showed up on screen, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. This is some fucking villain rival bullshit.
Oh, the whole time, it was just, like, the worst, corniest, like, sound effects just spilled into this episode, and I was just like, yeah. You know, this is making it better for me for some reason, because I was never really into gaming. It's just like, I'm fully in for this.
MC Coon is like like sifting through his wardrobe, trying to find his old dance battle hoodie. Trying to bust it out, rejoin with the crew.
I'm already in love with Shadow the Hedgehog, so now it's Sonic. It's Sonic and Shadow. We're doing
Sonic and Shadow.
They even have the blue and the red and black. Yeah. Like they have the color schemes.
Yeah, I'm okay with this because I can't remember.
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, I won't remember anything.
I don't think... I think it's Kota.
Nope. It's Sonic.
They only say it like 20 bajillion times in the episode.
Which makes the nerd kid from College Tales... Who's super dead,
actually.
What if Dale says an inferiority complex about Sonic, though?
Yeah, this sounds right, actually. You know what? I think from now on, we should just do it.
Sonic can't touch the shit that Tails does. He is a brilliant innovator, engineer, and he can fly.
You're right, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have an inferiority complex.
I know.
Yeah, I can't go fast like Sonic.
He can, though!
You have an airplane that transforms into a gun mech, like...
Which is way better, by the way.
Yeah.
These dance crew kids are back at their, like, hangout spot, talking about how cool Kota is, but... Yeah. Who's her face is just sulking in the corner.
No, Amy. Amy.
Don't remember her name
Amy
either.
Rose. Amy Rose.
Yeah, Amy Rose. Yeah. It's like, Sonic's not that cool anyway.
Sonic's not that even cool. And they're like, it's like, how dare you?
Why do we care about these battles anyways? We should just be doing dancing or something.
You're not wrong. This is what you signed up for. You were like, hey, let's do dance battles. And now it's like Pokemon battles, but you're wearing the Pokemon.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
We're losing the plot very, very fast.
Like, we're episode 3 and we're off premise.
Yeah, she's very upset we're off premise. And then Sonic and Tails show up and she is very angry with them. And she's like, oh, fuck you guys, don't show up here.
When she drags him outside and she's like, you quit your job? This is a dance crew battle. Yeah. And they have this like...
Yeah, she's like, why are you here? Don't you have to work? And he's like, nah, quit my job. Now I can dance and fight Invis whenever the fuck I want.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You always do this. You sacrifice yourself for other people. And they have this, like, tearful Babaka scene.
That That's not how you should take this. This should be like, oh, you are fucking up your life to play these kids' games.
Yeah.
What? All right, all right. You're not fucking up your life if you quit a delivery job to make more money in the MMA.
If I found a fruit-themed supersuit, I think I would quit my job.
Oh, yeah, I would. I would be a superhero so fast.
Yeah.
Supervillain, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was before we realized there is money involved.
When we find out that they're getting paid for this, it like kind of threw me later in the episode. But
what, you get paid to be an anime girl on YouTube? What?
I love how after the end of the scene, it pans up and everyone is watching it.
I thought.
And they're like, they make a cute couple after all that fighting they're doing.
I thought you were doing this for the love of the game.
Game.
One of them's just like, don't they make a cute couple? And Michi's like, yeah, they make a cute couple. And he looks really sad afterwards.
He like snaps a pencil in his hand. other-
Oh, Tails, you'll never get Amy that way.
Tails with Sonic.
Oh, shit, you're right.
That's my headcanon, at least.
I mean, there are no straight headcanons. Get over yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. My bad. Yeah, I'm super special. The first person to ever have a fucking... All right, so we got to, like, more people watching the dance battle, and I love that we just see more, like, gym leaders. They just have very good Pokemon gym leader energy here. Like, oh, here's the smart one with the glasses that he's constantly pushing up, and here's the one with like the leather jacket.
Oh man, I
think it's like leather jacket.
I love the double trainer girls that are with them.
Yeah,
definitely.
They went to a double battle. Yeah,
of course. It's the pink bows that give them
the honeys.
Yeah. No, yeah. No. They're their own independent double team.
No, they I think this is the last time we see them. Aww. Unfortunately. Scratch and Grinder here, though.
They had real creepy energy.
Yeah. So, a guy comes up and he's like, I'm going to do two at once. And again, Tim, it was like, has he not watched any of the videos of,
of him losing in the future?
Yeah.
How did the DJ get this video? Well, maybe it'll be different for me this time.
Anytime Kota slaps on the belt, I'm really here for it.
Oh yeah, like, the sound effects are
I
so
wish
good.
I had a slapper that was also a belt.
When he like clicks it down with his fist. Rock on.
Lock on.
Lock on.
It's so dumb, I love it. I genuinely, it makes me happy every time I hear a sound effect from the show.
I love, in order to get the armor to fall out of its pocket dimension, you have to use the little knife thing on the belt. The slice open the what do you call it, the orange.
Yeah.
All right, but this is dance battle shit, and like they have all these fans, and how is like fan enthusiasm not part of these battles?
Yeah, there should be like a meter in the background.
There really should be. And they're
based on their applause.
There definitely is in the video.
The crowd is going wild, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The game,
they love blood sports.
They're cheering for a game.
The game crowd are out for blood. Weird Power Ranger villain blood.
I'd watch Power Ranger death matches. That would be great.
I feel like, you know, after like, you know, 10 of these fights of game just completely trouncing these little guys, I'd be like, all right.
Maybe I should bring...
I need something new. Something fresh. Something more his speed.
Bananas.
Something that'll give him a real challenge.
God. And so we cut to Shadow the Hedgehog, who like... takes a playing card and breaks the TV with
what
it
the
because
fuck?
Of his game winning.
All of his smartly dressed goons in their pinstripes and vests.
I love their outfits.
Oh, so good. The Team Baron's so good. I love them.
The absolute dedication to like the dance crews here. The fact that each dance crew actually wears their uniforms.
Yeah. Also, like, He pulls out a card and it's got a giant peach on it and he throws it.
It's an apple. It's an A for apple.
Is it an apple? It looked like a peach to me.
It's a Japanese.
Okay. But like you get a banana.
You're right. It's a peach. My bad.
It's a Japanese peach.
You definitely should have pulled a banana for this episode.
Yeah, you should.
Don't you understand theming, you fucking shadow piece of shit?
It would have been a little. No, it would have been too much.
Grant, if there is nothing that is too much for this show, the next thing he says is he has no idea how to use his power.
What you don't.
He has power, but he doesn't have strength. Amateur. I could do it better than him.
One of his goons runs up. He's like, sir, it's a call from Sid, the like black market
dealer. The black
dealer
market fruit like, dealer.
And like the holding the phone with two hands to him.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
We see Sid here like popping a lock open and shut as he's talking, reclining in a chair. He's like, I've got something for you here. As it shows a second bell.
What?
I think everyone should own one of these lock seeds for themselves because it is profoundly satisfying.
All right, I might. Let me see the rest of the things and I'll decide for myself.
Which one to get.
Yeah, of course.
Hold on, one sec. I need a sec.
Yeah?
Yeah, go.
Where's my lock seed? Where is it?
Part of what's great about these is that, like, the props they're using are just the toys.
Oh, I know.
They're great.
I fucking know.
They look great.
Okay, sorry. I'm not prepared. I can't find
it. That's fine. I want a fucking party in this smoothie stand. I don't even, like, particularly care about smoothies, but... This looks like it would heal my mental health.
A little bit, yeah.
Like
as long as there's a black market dealer in the back.
I mean, that's for my own mental health. If I know that there's a black market dealer at least three rooms away from me, like that meter just starts growing.
That's my service black market
dealer.
It's
the smoothie bar. Like, this is a kid's show. We can't have an actual bar, but we can have Kota sulk at a smoothie bar.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Wait.
Yeah.
That black market dealer has some fucking fierce-ass boots.
Oh, his outfit? Like, he's wearing leopard print stockings. It's...
Hell yeah.
Costume
design is on point in the show.
Are those not thigh-high boots? No, okay.
I think he's wearing thigh-high boots and the leopard print stuff.
Oh, my God. What a fucking powerful man.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, he's got his...
They're knee-high boots.
They're knee-high boots.
He's got, like, a rolling luggage that's, like, an ancient treasure chest made of leather. Like, it's great. So...
He's gonna...
Kota gets home and... Oh, God.
Oh, I was just gonna say, he's gonna give him a taste of the banana.
Yeah.
Get him.
Yeah, we get the mysterious look at another belt and a banana lock.
Get him hooked on that Kamen Rider past superpowers so he comes back and gets more.
It's like delicately like displayed with like some branches.
Yeah.
In a glass case.
It's so fucking weird. With like those weirdest, biggest lock possible.
Look, this black market dealer really believes in the unboxing experience.
This is a premium.
I respect.
Make your customer feel special.
I really like that this guy also has the energy of taking advantage of a bunch of rich kids. Like, well, now that they've got this, I'm sure you'd be willing to pay a lot. Like, Shadow the Hedgehog definitely pays, like, $200,000 for this belt, right? Like,
oh, he pays way too much money.
Definitely.
Like,
but it's worth it to have
the power. The strength.
He already had the strength. Now he needs the power to match.
Now we can go back home to re-meet his sister. And give her so much money.
Oh my God. He like lays a big envelope of money on her. And she's like, where the hell did you get this?
Drugs.
It's like, oh yeah, I quit my job and I'm just finding invest. And it's making bank. And she tosses the money back at him. She's like, get a real fucking job. I'm like, wow, that's fucking hard.
We're about to explain fucking capitalism here, and I'm just like on his side completely. Like,
this was a real professional sports player sort of conversation. It's like, really? You play a game to make money? Like, can't you do something that would help society? Like, I don't know. You know, work on public works.
This entertains hundreds from their shitty lives under that evil fucking institution.
The lecture that should be happening is, all right, Coda, this is not a career plan, but get as much money out of this as you can and put it away. That needs to be, that's the real life advice here. Instead, we get kind of like a very nonsensical thing where she's like, that's not a job. It's just a game.
I'm like, fuck, this is harsh.
I have enough money that I can pay for the rent myself. And I'm like, wait. You let your little brother... who should be in fucking school, do all these shitty fucking jobs to help pay rent that you could pay yourself?
It's unclear how old anyone in the show is. I get the impression that Michi's still in high school and everyone else isn't.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I can't tell.
Are they supposed to be 12 or 25?
It could be.
It could be anywhere in between.
Yeah, anywhere. So now we cut to the fruit bar. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
fruit bar. And
the fruit bar.
What is maybe my favorite scene of this episode, where Baron walks in here and just has the most unhinged monologue that you've ever heard.
It's so good. He's so angry at him, too.
How dare you waste your time? If you had come to me and challenged me, we would have lost because we wouldn't have the power. But now...
I like that Baron's like, you're a coward. You've just been defending your turf. You need a challenge.
A true challenge to trample your enemies and hear the lamentations of their women. That is the true taste of victory.
Kodo's like, no, I'm not about that. <He's>
like, also, they've been going up through the rankings like pretty consistently through this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just be like, yeah, I'm building towards you, bro. You can't it's come working. For the king at first. You gotta, you know, you've played an RPG before, right?
Yeah.
This ain't Dark Souls. You can't just like realm warp into the boss arena and kill Gwyn in 20 seconds.
Yeah, Kamen Rider game any percent.
you just glitches. Blow up the Yggdrasil, right?
Yeah. God, and here they are. They're Shadow the Hedgehog and Sonic here, like, staring at each other as everyone's watching them. They're like, oh, it's going to be a battle. And he's like, bring out as many invests as you want.
The real power move of getting, like, the cutesiest fucking drink to put in front of your rival as you then try and intimidate him is very good.
It's very good. Hold on. I know we were talking about some serious shit, but let me finish my fruit parfait.
Yeah. Look, I want to go bad.
It looks fucking good, though.
It's hard to be, like, exude power with this delicious-looking fruit parfait in front of you. If only there was a tiny umbrella in it.
they can bring that out for you. It'll be fine.
God, so they stare each other down. And Shadow reaches into his coat and pulls out another belt.
Whoa!
And the crowd goes wild.
The whole crowd gasps at this. And it makes a different sound when he slaps it on.
Yep, all the belts have different sounds. It's great.
And he pulls out his own Loxian and he goes, banana!
Banana!
Which, if I was prepared, would have been the one I would have been able to bust out.
No! Truly tragic on your part.
I'm a true failure as a podcaster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to go get the clip.
That'll be all right.
Because the toys make the noises, too. It's great. Just he puts it on. Rock on! And it does,
I'm pretty sure
like
they're using
fanfare.
The actual product in the show.
Oh, yeah. It's the real toys. It's great.
Were y'all at all mad that he pulls out a lance and not a spear?
No, this
it's
is
very clearly not a banana spear.
When the banana falls on him, He transforms and he has the suit on, but the banana armor is still around his head as he's walking forwards with the giant banana for him. It's very good. And then eventually it like folds out onto him.
So good. It, like, it's got the banana ears looking things. And Tim, it's like a peeled banana lance.
It's a lance. It's not a spear.
Yeah, so?
They said banana spear.
It looks like a banana.
It's probably a translation error.
Yeah, it's probably a translation issue. Yeah.
Also, this dude's...
God, it looks so good. I don't know why it works so good.
I love it. Unironically, it's very fun.
Because it should look stupid, but it actually looks like on theme and kind of intimidating.
Oh yeah, this is not a hero armor. Like, this is very clearly a bad guy armor, but like, it's done with such good like color and design. Like, looks great. Looks wonderful. I love this fucking armor.
Yep. A plus. He walked forward in his banana armor. I will show you the true meaning of strength.
Do you think he tried this at all? Or did he go from like... did he get this armor and then not try it and then come to this fight? Or do you think he was training all night?
Oh, no training. This is absolutely the kind of guy who just like, no, I need none. I have true strength.
Yeah, you have true strength. Like, you didn't need to practice.
A true Shadow Warrior!
God.
And right before we're about to get into it, about to have our fight, Sid shows up and he's like, oh, and now there's two guys in armor. Let's change up the rules a little bit. Like, on, he's Sid. The fucking warden of this game.
So he's like, here, have these special lock seats that have like a rose and a cherry blossom on them.
Not in a million years. If you had been like, hey Tim, guess what these two new locks were gonna do, I would not have guessed motorcycles.
It's a real Capsule Corp situation here. We just poof, and then now we have motorcycles.
They're such as poof, they like unfold into this.
I thought for sure it was just going to like look pretty on their armor and like beef them up real good, and and I thought like it's just going to be the main character getting his ass whooped super bad so that he could lose his motorcycle immediately and like be really funny to me, you know.
No, motorcycles look fucking rad though.
You don't get like multi-locks till later, Tim.
Ooh.
Combos.
Genuinely, this show does not go three episodes without giving you new equipment and gear for the people. It's ridiculous. Like, like, oh,
it's
belt
a miracle
upgrades.
Managed to not buy all these.
I need to buy them before they, because they're I'm sure they're not making them anymore, so they ain't getting cheaper. I need to get some while the getting's good.
Oh no, you can't.
It's past that point. Yeah, the getting is no longer
past that point.
So immediately you're like, okay, this is either going to be a race or a fight on motorcycles, and it is neither.
it's not clear what the rules are here.
It's unclear.
He's like, I'm here to give you more rules, and then gave us no rules.
Yeah, I feel like Sid kind of skipped a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like we had a few more rules explaining that we could have afforded.
Fuck
to
have. No. Motorcycles!
Sick motorcycle race.
Sick motorcycle race.
So now we're sick motorcycle racing, and I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing, I guess. Yep. Maybe they'll start smacking each other with their weapons on the back of these motorcycles. That'd be cool. A real Final Fantasy VII moment.
See, and
this happens 4 minutes before the end of the episode, by the way.
Well, I just assumed it was going to be a real, real fast episode.
I'm like, oh, we're gonna get cliffhangered, aren't we?
Sort of. I don't know.
And then as they're riding down this like highway,
music's playing in the background.
Like, it's like epic guitar music is playing in the background, and then these holographic displays pop up, and I'm like, oh, that's not a speedometer.
And then they hit 88 miles per hour.
They see some 88 miles per hour.
This baby hits 88 miles per hour. You're gonna see some serious shit.
Lightning and their miniaturized isekai machines transport them to another realm.
First they do some fucking sick fucking barrel rolls into it too.
As like rose petals start flying everywhere.
This is like, so dumb.
The rose petals and the cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
It's and they isekai themselves.
Yep. Yeah, they just start spinning around, and then they zip into another dimension.
And I...
amazing.
Sure.
There should be public outcry.
This lost me. I was very, very confused. And I'm going to need to watch the next episode after this. in hopes that it explains something, even though I know with all my heart that it won't.
I think next episode we get to see the White Ranger.
Oh, yes. Give me that melon arms.
Melon. So they get there in this otherworldly, forest of the Fae as the Invis are around. And our main character, Sonic's like, where the fuck are we? We gotta get out of here. And Shadow's like, coward!
Coward!
This is exactly what I'm looking for. This is why I joined a dance crew.
This is the perfect setting for me to destroy your ass.
I shall show you true strength!
Yeah, and they start fighting off Invis, full-size Invis this time.
Oh yeah, they're not just tiny anymore.
It's full dudes in stupid Goomba outfits.
Love it. I love that little the rubber outfit. Their arms wave a little bit and they kind of twitch,
flail around.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah,
love I it. Like whenever they hit the main characters, sparks fly off their armor.
Yeah,
it's a classic Sentai sort of move.
Mm-hmm. We see the mysterious woman from the future again as it makes a weird the background
again.
Who is literally just Kota's lady friend?
Yeah, it's Amy
just,
Rose,
with a wig
from the future.
From the future.
She's like, you've grabbed the reins of fate. And Shadow's like, I choose my own path.
I love how mysterious this
All right, fucking Seto-ass Kaiba, you son of a bitch.
I make my own fate. and then this man with his banana lance goes apeshit on these things.
Banana squash.
He elongates it and then stabs giant bananas into each of these invests.
Which then, of course, explodes.
Sure.
And they explode.
All power
and he just, stands there and clenches one fist. I have power.
Yes. It's just oh, it's in the background. the villain music.
episode.
I love this show.
I think
so
everybody should watch this show.
It might be good, but it might be a little bad.
It's a lot of both.
But when it pops off, there's nothing like it.
Probably for good reason.
It is some proper cheesiness.
Yes.
And you know what? If that's what you're looking for in your life, if your life's a little bit too serious, watch dudes in banana armor fight each other.
Yeah.
Fuck it, right?
Next episode, we get one of my favorites. I'm really excited. Ooh.
I think we get grape, melon, and the nuts.
And the nuts.
they spoil me.
I know. An embarrassment of riches.
Unless the show would just give me one of those, if any.
The show just never stops introducing new things, for no reason. It's not a good idea to do this, but boy howdy, it does a lot of it.
It's a continual escalation of fruit-themed powers.
Hey, yep. Fuck that. If you're making a piece of media, just constantly introduce more shit. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah,
just
never,
fucking do whatever.
Never stop.
Yeah, inundate. Open your mouth and pour shit out.
The prop department is just cooking constantly. They got a full kitchen going.
There isn't a bad one in the bunch, too. I love every single one of the designs.
Yeah, even
great.
The less good ones are still good.
Bunch bananas.
Like you, God, like, I'm thinking of, like, later you get the DJ gun, you get, like, the cola ones, where cherry cola.
I'm so excited.
It's very good. Very good show.
Such a good show.
So how'd y'all like the episode?
Oh, I liked this a lot. Like, I had never been on board with game. It's just, like, it was just feeling like a, you know, oh, look, here's where Power Rangers came from. And I was just like, eh, whatever. But, like, this one, I was really getting into it. And it might be the sleep. It might be the sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
But
the second half is just so good.
Again, good is probably not the right word for the show. Well, but
once,
it's incredible.
Once Shadow the Hedgehog shows his head in this episode, like, I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
Gosh, I just want to watch more.
You can.
I can.
I mean, I think I'm next.
But I want to talk about more.
I think I'm next pick, and I think I know what I'm going to pick next time. So, thank you all for watching. If you want to find us, you can come to the Discord. It is pinned on Twitter. Don't go to Twitter. You can find it also on the Fireside.
Yeah.
We hang out. We do fun things. People are cool there. And if you like this, leave a review. Tell a friend. We have a lot of fun making the stupid show about stupid shows every other week now. And, you know, we have a lot of fun. It tickles us pink that other people seem to enjoy this as well. So, thank you all. You're the real heroes. Still going to be doing off-season content for the foreseeable future. It's going to be whenever Victor comes back that we're going to get back to G Gundam and yeah. Master Asia. He's waiting for us, and I can't wait for
him.
He's
waiting for us.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I think we could just, like, pick episodes. Like, I like this rotation we're doing here. We're just going to try fun things. Which is to say, my pick is Kamen Rider Game Episode 4.
Fuck you! I thought I gotcha, but I guess not.
No. I like your suggestion for the one after that, though, Tim. It was, like, on my, like, in my head list. So, we'll see.
Well,
or you can pick Kamen Rider Game Episode 5. there are no rules.
If you don't, I will.
It depends on how good Episode 4 is. Let's be real.
This is just quickly turning into Grant and Joey bullying Tim.
Yes.
We're going to watch Kamen Rider. Let's watch Space Dandy. We're going to watch Kamen Rider.
Just submit to it.
Okay.
Give in, Tim.
Give in.
Absolutely not.
Freaking pleasure.
I will continue choosing random garbage that, like, mildly piques my interest.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
That's content, baby.
Hell yeah.
Isn't that the point of this podcast? Is to do what the fuck we want?
Yeah. There are no rules. It's just us. It's like the Invest Games. Do whatever the fuck we want.
Hell yes.
All right. Well, this is for Loxy Invest Game Nerd signing out for all of you Invest Game Nerds out there. What do we say at the end of this? Lock on. Lock off.
Lock off.
Kamen Rider on motorcycles. It doesn't matter. You can bully me. It's fine.
He's into it.
No.
Look, sometimes I'm a little bit of a bottom, and that's fine. I've accepted that part of myself.
Yes. That's my free pass.
Don't
now.
Be too excited about that, Grant. I do not consent.
Banana squad.
No.
Oh,
<Scott.
laughs>
Oh man, we did miss. It would have been a good line. He can squash my banana. Whatever.
The banana arms stay on in bed.
Wouldn't have it any other.
Yeah, but every time I go hard, like there's a bunch of sparks, and it's like it's really, really throwing me off.
That's because you don't have strength.
Just spanking someone, but the sparks fly off. Like, And then when you finish, you both explode.
Yeah. I mean, that was going to happen anyway.
No, I'm imagining a dragon with a bunch of anime titty figs.
Mm-hmm. Like,
this one, you can take off the top.
Ooh.
It's fully molded underneath. It even squishes.
This one's like, oh, I can't do that voice.
How do I get to it? The world.
I can't even do the movie trailer.
In a world.
I know. No, they would just be my dragon voice again.
How? Is this it? Is nope. this closer? Nope. Is this just bad?
No, it sounds
Batman.
Like you're constipated.
It sounds like you've been smoking too much.
It sounds like you're Vegeta.
No, Vegeta's more of a. It's more of a.
Kakarot.
Vegeta's higher on the throat, and you gotta enunciate the last syllable.
This one's a limited edition. It comes with an interchangeable face. It has a Hagao face with it.
Ooh.
Kakarot, you have to pay extra for that.
Jeez, Vegeta, can we just fight?
Don't tell Bulma I have these.
It would ruin my pride as a Saiyan warrior.
Saiyan pride. Kakarot, where's your collection? Where's your pride?
Don't you want to give something to your child one day? To your Goten? You see this? This will be Trunks one day. He will be the king of all Saiyans.
One day, son, all of this will be yours.
17 limited edition Miku warriors.
Dad, Goten's dad says your fan titty figs are weird. Is that right?
Don't listen to Kakarot. He's said a true Saiyan warrior.
This is so stupid.
What a terrible thing you created that I had no part of and will never have my name attached to.
Your silence is complicit. You could have done something to stop this.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Can I? I feel like I have a very limited amount of like effect on this podcast and our friendship.